This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Well, by now we all know that Everything Everywhere All at Once has swept the Oscar nominations with 11.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
Now, you may only see a pile of receipts, but I see a story. I can see where this story is going. It does not look good.
The movie joins The Banshees of Inisherin, Women Talking, Top Gun Maverick, and six other films in the Best Picture category. Let's look now at some of the other categories with Pete Hammond, Deadline's awards columnist and chief film critic. Hi, Pete.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Okay, well, actually, before we get to some of the offbeat categories, let's talk about the main ones. Did anything surprise you today?
A couple of surprises. There have been so many pundits and critics and critics award shows and all kinds of things going on, trade ads, that you sort of know by the time you get to the nominations what is going to be nominated. And so I wasn't like overwhelmingly surprised by anything. Certainly in the Best Actress race, I would say Andrea Riseborough for To Leslie, a movie that made $27,000 worldwide gross and that no one has heard of. $27,000 and change, and barely got released. But it was an underground campaign by a lot of major names in Hollywood, from Charlize Theron to Demi Moore, on and on and on. Kate Blanchett mentioned her in her acceptance speech at Critics' Choice when she won Best Actress for this tiny little movie, and they all like got together, and it just shows the power of that kind of guerrilla campaign, which is rare in Oscar history. You need a lot of money for these campaigns.
Yeah.
And she did it with almost no money, got the film on the Oscar screening platform that the Academy has. That's probably the biggest expenditure. I think it costs $20,000 to put your film on there so members can see it. Well, that was almost the entire gross of the film. But it's a gritty, wonderful little performance, and she got in.
Well, what is this movie about? Tell us.
It is about a woman. She's kind of addicted, has a bunch of addictions and things in her life, but she wants to open this little restaurant and she needs to get her act together, get her life together. So it's really a character study of a kind of down and out person trying to come back from a bad point in her life. And actors really responded to the performance. Some of them said one of the greatest performances they've ever seen. And she's playing an American character here, even though she is a British actress. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a clip, actually. And just to set this up, apparently she wins a lottery and then squanders.
She wins the lottery. That's at the beginning of the film. Just plows through it right away, throws it all away, and is down and out again.
Okay, we have a clip.
How does it feel to win such a life-changing sum of money?
Oh, well, I feel a hell of a lot better than yesterday.
What do you plan to do with 190,000 smackaroos?
I don't know. Maybe buy a house? Buy something nice for my boy, you know, just have a better life.
Okay, that's Andrea Riseborough there. As you say, she's British, so
yeah,
acting. Okay, let's move on to best song category. We have Rihanna's Lift Me Up that gets a nomination from the film Black Panther Wakanda Forever. There's Lady Gaga for the song Hold My Hand from Top Gun Maverick. Any other notables?
Yeah, the interesting thing here is that Diane Warren got nominated, her 14th nomination for Best Song. She's never won, but she was just given an honorary Oscar in November at the Governor's Awards for her total career. Yet here she is nominated again for a movie that basically no one's ever heard of this movie either, but it shows the power of her and the way her colleagues in the music branch think of her. The movie was a documentary called Tell It Like a Woman, and I've never even seen it, but the song Applause made the list here over Taylor Swift, who didn't get in for her song From When the Crawdads Sing, many people thought she would. And the song that got in has been winning a few awards, Natu Natu, won the Golden Globe and the Critics' Choice Award, is from an Indian movie called RRR. And it's just a wild dance number. It's going to look so much fun on the Oscar show. Mm. First song ever from India, from an Indian movie to make it in here.
Also, David Byrne is nominated, right? From Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Again, that's the power of that movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, 11 nominations, both for its music score and this song. So that just shows they were paying close attention to that movie for sure.
Yeah. And along with Mitski. All right. Since we're talking about snubs with a Taylor Swift snub, let's talk about The Woman King.
Yeah.
Snubbed. Big snub. Also,
you know,
Till.
When you
snubbed.
Asked me about surprises, I have to say that really surprised me. I've done a few Q&As with them. They've been out there. Gina Prince Bythewood, the director, Viola. You know, so this was not an invisible campaign. This was very, very visible. And I was really shocked that it didn't get a single nomination. That was a shame, I think. And Viola Davis missing out in lead actress. Also, I have to say, Danielle Deadwyler in Till was expected too. And those are two Black actresses that could have gotten in easily and didn't make it this year. And I think that's a shame. Yes.
No women directors nominated this year.
No. There were a lot of really good movies directed by women this year. Woman King being one. Women Talking, which did earn a writing nomination and a Best Picture nomination for Sarah Pauley. There could have been any number. For the last 2 years in a row, a woman has won the Best Director Oscar. So we thought we were on an upward trajectory in terms of that. But this year proves the exception again.
Back to normal. All right. Looking at the documentary category, talk about the nominees there and who's favored to win.
This is a fairly predictable list of nominees for documentary feature. All That Breathes, which is an interesting movie about birds and helping them out from HBO Max. All the Beauty and the Bloodshed is Laura Poitras, who's a past Oscar winner. Fire of Love, which is great, from Nat Geo, is a great movie about two volcano experts, volcanists or whatever.
Volcanologists.
Volcanologists, which go out and follow volcanoes all over the place.
That is a beautiful movie.
It's a beautiful movie. A House Made of Splinters was a surprise to me because I've basically never heard of that. I'm sorry, I don't even know what it's about. And Navalny, which is, of course, about the imprisoned Russian protest leader. Who's in prison there now. This is his story as well.
Okay. Best animated feature film, Marcel, the Shell with Shoes On, which went from a homemade YouTube video to an Oscar nomination. Does it stand a chance against Pinocchio?
I really think that the front runner here, in my opinion, as well it should be, is Guillermo del Toro's gorgeous Pinocchio. I don't see it losing, but, you know, Marcel the Shell is a, you know, is a charming kind of movie and a sweet movie there. They're also Turning Red, a movie called The Sea Beast, which is also from Netflix, just like Pinocchio. I thought was excellent, too. That was a bit of a surprise. Puss in Boots sequel there made the list, too. But I do think it's Pinocchio's to lose.
Okay. So overall, you've got some big blockbusters nominated like Top Gun and Avatar. And do you think that this is the way a way for the Academy to try to lure in more viewers? Because viewership is really has really gone down in recent years. It was what, like 40 million a decade ago and down to 15 million now?
Yes. And, you know, it's climbing back from the pandemic, from a year when it was even less than 15 million. You know, that really took a chunk out. But it has been going down because they haven't been nominating these movies that people see out there. This year, they actually are probably dancing in the aisles over there at the Academy to get Top Gun Maverick, which was the year's number one movie for most of the year until Avatar, The Way of Water came out. Both of them got into the Best Picture race, and Elvis, which was a very large hit as well. And even Everything Everywhere All at Once, which was a very big movie, made over $100 million domestically for an indie movie. These are movies that have been seen. That's what I think drives ratings. since the years that Titanic won, or Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the years that those kind of movies, big blockbuster movies, win, they do get better ratings.
The Oscar ceremony airs March 12th on ABC. Pete Hammond is Deadline's awards columnist and chief film critic. Pete, thank you.
Absolutely.
Lift me up. Down, keep me close, safe and sound.
Coming up, how the super rich employ complicated tax laws to shield their wealth. Often you never know how they do it. Well, now a wealth manager for three Getty sisters is revealing her secrets.
The old saying in the industry is, the whale that remains submerged does not get harpooned. This legal case sort of brought a whale to the surface of the water in quite a dramatic way.
That story is next on Press Play.